Good morning. You know, you were talking about Miles' sense of humor, and there's a story in the book about his good friend Sammy Davis Jr. when he's near the end of his life. And Miles, by this time, you're a confidant, and he's like, should I remember him the way he was, or should I go see him? And your answer was, go see him.
Yeah, go see him. And he goes to see him, and Sammy, I didn't go, but he told me later, I didn't go, but Sammy was just about to die, and he was like, they were carrying him around, and Sammy had this long, big head, right, and his body had wasted away, but his head hadn't wasted away. So when he walks in there, he looks at him, he said something like, I don't know if I get the quote exactly right, he said, man, you got a big old head on that little bitty body, man. What's up, you know? And Sammy Davis went into it, just started laughing, you know? And his Sammy Davis's wife, Alta Vis, came in there and got so mad with Miles because he wasn't supposed to laugh. I mean, because at first, finally, somebody was treating him like he wasn't about to die. Was just talking to him on a regular basis like crazy, like they were real good friends, you know? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with your head, man? It's up on that little bitty body, man. You know what I mean? A big old head up there, man. Rolling all around and stuff. And Sammy Davis, I thought that was hysterical. You know,
Sammy was crying.
He was crying. I mean, he was laughing and crying and everything. His wife wanted to put him out. They wanted to put Miles out. They thought he was crazy to do this, you know.
But the interesting thing is that when Miles was near the end of his life and you had the opportunity to go see him, you said, no, I'm not going to do that.
No, I didn't. I didn't do it. Well, I knew he was sick. Before I left, I went to Georgia, and I had 10 poetry readings all around the state of Georgia. And I'd called him, and I was supposed to come up there and, you know, a lot of stuff. We were talking about doing opera together and all that at that time. And I was going to write the libretto, and he's going to write the music. And so he was just sick, you know. So I said, okay, I got to go on this trip because, you know, it's too, you know, I got to go, you know. I signed a contract. So anyway, I go up there and come back. And when I come back, my wife, Margaret, picked me up at the airport. And at that time in San Diego, you didn't go right into the terminal.
To the gate.
You get off the plane, then walk in. So I get off the plane, walk across, and Margaret's there. She says, Miles suffered a real bad stroke. And I said, really? What is it? She said, call his sister, you know, his sister Dorothy. She don't think he gonna make it. I said, oh man. So when I got in, I went to my house and I called Dorothy. I said, tell me, just describe to me what it is. So she said, oh, he's paralyzed on one side and he's laying there and he can't hear anybody. I don't think, you know, he's got all these tubes and things that are running up and all in his. He said, you know, you're going to come up, you know, for you to come up. I said, no, I said, I'm not coming up there. I said, I had a great conversation with him about, you know, right before I went on this trip, you know, and, you know, about coming out there and all that. And I said, and I remember we were laughing and talking. I said, I want to remember him like that.
Yeah.
I want to remember him like that, because he can't even hear me. I mean, I don't think he can hear me. You don't know if he can hear me. So I said, no, I'm not going to come up there, because I don't want to look at him like that.